This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. Hey, Steve, before we get to your closing, we got to give a shout out to Crystal, our board op, the wonderful Crystal. It is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
We love her. She always keeps us straight, everything. We love you, Crystal. She does a lot of stuff for us. She loves us.
She loves us.
She comes to work every day.
She's not for no foolishness. She's just about the business. Yes, Tommy, right. She don't like the shenanigans. But Crystal, we love you, and we want to wish you the very happiest of birthdays. Yeah. Yes. All right, Tommy, ready to love tonight?
What?
On OWN 8 p.m. 7 Central.
Girl, you didn't know. Ready to love on the OWN Network.
I'm all caught
8
up.
8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on OWN. Hosted by yours truly, Thomas Miles. Okay? Or Tommy Miles. That's what they call me. Tommy Miles. Okay.
Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, they dropped their nephew. So y'all want to get a little sexy tonight. Y'all come on and tune in tonight. Ready to love Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And come check your boy out as I play matchmaker and hook people up. That's what I do.
Such a great show.
Lexington. If you're in Lexington, guess what? Friday night. Sold out! I can't do nothing for you. Okay. Sunday got a few tickets left. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it. Go ahead. I'm going to pass it from one sexy to the other sexy. Go ahead.
You know, just in closing, I wanted to touch on something that
we
touched on early today in one of the questions that came in. And it was just about appreciation and how this woman just was upset with her husband because he comes in and he complains about his job and he wanted her to acknowledge that. And he wanted her to understand how hard he was working and he wanted he was talking about how hard it is for a black man out here to work in that atmosphere that we have to work in. It's not saying that black women don't work in the same atmosphere. There is a difference between the two. And she says, well, I tuned him out, but I've been imploring him to just go get another job. Why don't he do that? Well, it's not that easy out there to just go get another job with the benefits, with the seniority, with the same amount of pay. You know, he may be at an age where they don't hire people of his age anymore, 40s and stuff like that. So it's a lot to consider. But let's not overlook the basic problem that this brother had when he wanted. All he wanted from his woman was to validate him. All he wanted was appreciation. And I'm going to say something. I'm speaking for all men right now. Most men leave this world underappreciated. All of my true friends are my age. They all feel this way. They all have felt this. Just being a man, a husband, and a father is really, really a thankless job. It's really, really tough, man. And I'm not saying it's not tough for women because it is. But let's just look at, let's take, for example, Mother's Day versus Father's Day. That right there shows you the level and the effort that men, boys, have to put forth to show their appreciation for their mothers. And as they should. It is a well-deserved title. You only get one mama, and I understand it. But fathers don't get that same type of recognition. Now, is it because you think we men and we supposed to be tough and we supposed to just suck it up and deal with it? Because that's what we do every day. But don't you know how much it would mean to your man if you just appreciated it? If you showed it to him? If you told it to him? You know how much it would mean to your man if you would talk to your kids and say, go in there and tell your father thank you. Because that man bring it in here every day and he just show up sick, well off, whatever, and he keep putting it in. Do you know what that would mean to that man? Do you know how many times you all, your man has had to help your family or your man has had to help some other people? And it goes without thanks and appreciation. And it wears on a man. The sad thing about being a man is we don't really get, you don't really know how valued you are and how much you appreciate it until you gone. And we got to stop that. I just think we have to stop that. Now, I'm speaking up on behalf of men. Because I've been in that position many times where I just felt unappreciated. I have. And you can look at what I have and think that ought to fix it and compensate for it, but it don't. Because there's nothing like appreciation. And I'm going to tell you this again, ladies. Most men leave this world feeling underappreciated. And you just don't know what it would mean to him if everybody gathered around him and just told him thank you. If you just did something kind for the man, if you just had him, have your damn kids call their dad every now and say, hey, man, look, I know you don't have to do what you're doing, but I sure appreciate it. I'm talking from experience, too. But I'm talking because I know all of my friends feel the exact same way. I could tell you right now on this show that Junior and Tommy feel the exact same way. They just do, man. But it don't look good when we complain about it. Because just like the lady said in the letter, I've tuned him out. Why don't he just go get another job? Because you don't know what it's like. Because you don't understand as a black man what this is to go out there in this world after day and bite your tongue and deal with the things you deal with. And then to come home and not get no reinforcement, not have a place to get our battery recharged. And then we got to turn around and go right back out there again and produce again and bring that check home again. And ain't nobody clapping for us. Ain't nobody cheering us on, and ain't nobody appreciating us. And that's going to get old, ladies. Do your man a favor. Gather everybody up that's ever he's ever done something for, and tell them to appreciate your man. Even if you do, tell everybody else get in line. It would mean a lot to him. Those are my closing remarks today. Have a great day today, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.